Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating this third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and Craig Roach is our guest. He's the author of the award-winning book, the gold medal award-winning book, folks, Simply Electrifying, the Technology That Transformed the World from Benjamin Franklin to Elon Musk. Folks, this is an international award. That makes it a really important book, and I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold, especially on Amazon. It's a book that you're going to want in your library, and you're going to want to go back and read it. Parts at a time, the history of electricity. Craig, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on your book. You want to give us a website for your company?
CraigRoach.com.
All right. So check that out. And, hey, Craig, we talked in the previous segment about the debate, the serious, apparently, debate that's going on right now. I mean, we got 20 presidential candidates on the Democrat side trying to socialism each other. It's astonishing. It's taking my breath away how far to the left they're trying to go. I mean, they're making Putin look like a capitalist, some of these people. And the young people are attracted to this. And I think, since you and I both know that we've seen this movie, we know the socialism movie ends badly. We know that it does. It's never ended well, never. And in fact, we're watching some horrible, there's a nightmare going on in Venezuela right now. I mean, there are people starving to death. It's a human calamity going on in Venezuela right now because of socialism. So there's got to be a breakdown in the education process. What do you think, Craig?
Yeah, I think, I hope we can address these issues. I think education is key to it. I think this concern, the big concern is, as I mentioned, that some Americans, millions of Americans, may have been left behind as we go to this digital global economy. And the way to help them, and we should help them, get engaged into the economic growth that we've seen is through education. And one of the things that's attracted me and I've looked at is a new kind of education. It's not just send them off to college and spend tens of thousands of dollars. It's more of a job-focused education where an employer will come in and actually define a curriculum and say, look, to a community college, they'll say, we need these skills. If you can get us these skills.
So you're talking about moving the focus away from liberal arts. Not abandoning liberal arts, but not stressing it over a technical degree, a technical education.
Yeah, right on. I think opening up this new area of technical vocational education. Now, there's an example where I live in Northern Virginia. Amazon is coming to Northern Virginia. It's chosen the area as one of its new headquarters sites. It's got a deal with Northern Virginia Community College to teach the skills needed for cloud computing. That's where Amazon had big success, and that's where the jobs are going to be. And so you get this notion of a curriculum defined by an employer. You get kids coming in, getting practical advice. You know, we talk about learning on the
if capitalism were so great, I'm going to take the other side of this a little bit, Craig. If capitalism were so great, Amazon would say, we're coming into Northern Virginia, and we're gonna contribute money to these schools to train good people, instead of saying, how much are you going to give us to move to Northern Virginia? I mean, that's what's going on. They're asking, how much are you going to pay us to move here? And that's an argument against capitalism, isn't it?
Well, I can understand someone being concerned with that, and we're seeing some debates at county councils here. But you have to, it's a balance. Amazon also promised Northern Virginia to have 25,000 jobs with an average salary of $150,000. If they can generate that kind of quality job in a new area like cloud computing or related areas, then I think that's the plus. You know, negotiating on local taxes, that's just something you do. You do it before you build your big building,
right?
Because once you build that building, you can't move.
Hey, Craig, I want to stop you for a second before we wrap up. I didn't know Amazon had declared that they're coming to Northern Virginia. Are you breaking news right now?
No, that's been something that's gotten some big attention in the last month or so and beyond.
So you just think that they probably will. Hey, thank you for being here, Craig. Good job today, and come back soon. Craig Roach, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.